The filibuster is undergoing a racial reckoning. The Senate rule requires 60 votes to move any major piece of legislation forward, and many Democrats say it should be reformed or discarded altogether because it's been used as a tool to uphold racist policies in the past. Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are pushing back. Here he is last week.
It has no racial history at all. None. So there's no dispute among historians about that.
Well, that is wrong. And McConnell later clarified, saying he was talking about the creation of the filibuster. Let's dive into the history with Ron Elving, senior editor and correspondent for NPR's Washington Desk. Ron, welcome.
Good to be with you.
And what is the filibuster first?
The filibuster is a tactic that's been allowed for the last two centuries under Senate rules that govern floor debate on a bill. And it means one senator or a group of senators can insist on unlimited debate on any measure. And even the threat of that kind of endless debate can prevent a bill from ever reaching the floor.
How did it start? And was its creation actually based on race?
The rule goes back to Thomas Jefferson's time, but it wasn't really used as a weapon by senators until the 1830s, when President Andrew Jackson was battling his opposition party, which was known as the Whigs. Thereafter, however, it was very soon being used in the Senate battles between slave states and free states that eventually became the Civil War. So there have long been filibusters that were about race, as well as some that were not. But the power of unlimited debate has basically been used to slow things down, to stop things from happening, to preserve the status quo. And we know that it's empowered individual senators and small groups of senators, often from one particular part of the country, to essentially hold the larger body of Congress hostage to their interests. And it reflects the Senate's basic biases toward tradition.
So it didn't start with racist intent necessarily, but we do know that in the 20th century, segregationist senators used the filibuster to protect Jim Crow laws in the South. What does history tell us about that?
The filibuster rule has long been associated with the interests of individual states, and especially the states that resisted federal power, first and foremost to protect their institutions, and that included slavery, and then the segregation laws that we know as Jim Crow laws. So, for instance, right after World War II, there was an effort to create a federal agency that would root out racial discrimination in the workplace, and it was defeated by a small group of senators from states that had once had legal slavery.
And during the Civil Rights era, senators often would wield the filibuster to block civil rights measures. There was Strom Thurmond's 24-hour speech on the Senate floor in 1957. What was the effect of that filibuster?
Well, there were efforts all through the 50s to guarantee voting rights, overturn other race-conscious discrimination laws, and those were opposed by Strom Thurmond from South Carolina and a block of Southern Democrats who could filibuster or threaten to do so. Now, in 1957, Thurmond got his record opposing one of those civil rights efforts, but most of the other Southern senators did not actually join him on that occasion. They thought he was kind of making them look bad after they had already used the threat of a larger filibuster to force major revisions in that civil rights legislation, which itself was the first one that had gotten to the floor in more than 80 years. Those changes limited the scope and effect of that bill so much that it had relatively little effect compared to later civil rights laws.
So you laid out a few examples there of the way the filibuster was used in a racist way. Any other examples you can think of?
The most famous filibuster was the 54-day-long siege in 1964. The Southern senators mounted that in opposition to what became the most meaningful civil rights legislation up to that time, the 1964 Civil Rights Act. But the power of the segregationist senators was broken that year, and broken the following year when the Voting Rights Act of 1965 had 70 votes in the Senate. Both times, it was a coalition of Republicans and Democrats from the rest of the country that mustered the necessary vote to defeat the filibuster.
Okay, so this is why last year at the funeral of Congressman John Lewis, a civil rights icon, the former President Barack Obama called on lawmakers to abolish the filibuster to pass federal voting rights legislation. Here he is.
And if all this takes eliminating the filibuster, another Jim Crow relic, in order to secure the God-given rights of every American, then that's what we should do.
So it may be true that this has been used as a racist tactic in the past, as you described. As you've also said, it hasn't always been used this way. So why is the argument and this debate over filibuster and race resurfacing so much today?
Right at the moment, we see it as a likely roadblock for the voting rights legislation that the House has already passed and that Senate Democrats want to send on to President Biden for signature. Now, it's trying to answer the tidal wave of new state laws on voting. Georgia has passed one, and many other states are considering them. These laws would restrict voting access in a variety of ways. It would put an end to some of the things that were so effective at increasing turnout and participation in 2020 when it hit record levels.
Let me play devil's advocate here for just a moment. Supporters of the filibuster, as you well know, say that it protects the minority party in the Senate so that the majority has to work much, much harder to push laws through. Could you make the argument that if Republicans were to control the Senate and there were no filibuster, that it would mean they could more easily pass laws that Democrats might vociferously disagree with or even call racist?
Yes. Eliminating the filibuster would make it easier for either party to pursue its agenda, whatever it is, once that party has most of the seats in the Senate. So yes, it would be a green light for Republican majorities as much as for Democratic majorities. That's what's called majority rule, and making it impossible for the majority to rule gives you rule by the minority.
NPR's Ron Elving on the history of the filibuster. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Peter.